The next part, I'm gonna go a little faster, because Bob, I want Bob to...
Let's let Bob get something.
And we're gonna record this, and you guys can listen to this again. You're gonna, so the fact that I go faster than I would otherwise, means you can have plenty of time to listen back to this, all right? Because he knows, and Louise actually also transcribed, she analyzed the tune, and she did pretty well on it. There was only one little thing I had to tweak. I'm about to make it even easier for you guys, all right? So don't listen to this recording until after you've done the Roman numeral thing, because I'm going to give away the answers right now. And rather than really just hear the answers, I'm going to make you think and do the homework I said.
No cheating.
Yeah. And then now you can go back and listen to this. The answer is, it's 2-5-1-4, right? And then he has 7-5-6 and a 6, which is different from yours. She had 7-3-dominant-6, which is the same business, right? I'm going to go one step further and take what Bob was doing. He called that a 5-6.
Right? Uh-huh, okay.
6 is the relative minor.
Right.
So all this is a 2-5-1 as well.
Oh, it is.
It's a 2-5-1 of E minor. So this tune is a 2-5-1 of G, 2-5-1-4 of G, and then a 2-5-1 of E minor.
Very sorry.
This is how jazz harmony works. There's 2-5s all over the place, and you'll get used to seeing where they are. It'll take you a little while. Every week we'll give you more on it. But first do the regular harmonized scale assignment, like I was saying. Then slowly this stuff will come in. This is going to be a little bit much. But over the 8 weeks, you'll hear it more and more, and then by the end of the 8 weeks, you'll start to recognize this stuff. And then all of a sudden, this mystery of this pile of chords, every new song you get, instead of this new pile of chords, like, how am I supposed to solo on this? You'll start recognizing patterns, and the biggest pattern there is 2-5-1s. So you got a 2-5-1 major and a 2-5-1 minor. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Then in the bridge, what do you got? In reverse, the A reverse of what you had up here. Instead of 2-5-1 major and 2-5-1 minor, you got 2-5-1 minor and then 2-5-1 major. Same thing. Now, last section, 2-5-1, and then this descending pattern taking you to 4, and then I'd call that a 5-6, and then back to 1, whatever you like. Does that make sense?
No.
All right.
Of course not. But remind us, I don't know what the relative minor is.
I should get my guitar. Where was I before? So you can do your own thing. There's something to write on, so you can use your plastic. Going back to the chart of Autumn Leaves, we got, if you look at the harmonized scale chart, A minor is 2, D7 is 5, and G major is what? Yeah, let's go around the room, actually. So, and then C major, let's start with Louise. We'll do Louise, then Duane, and then Joe. C major 7 is Roman numeral what?
4.
It sure is. And F sharp minor 7 flat 5, Duane, is what?
5.
Remember, you're looking at the last row. The key of G. And you're seeing if you can find F sharp.
It's 7.
7, you got it. And that leaves you, Joe, with B. Chord is B7.
2.
You sure that B is in the second column of the key of G? Look at the key, point to the key of G.
Am I right here? No.
No, A. The last column. The last, all the way at the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry, G. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought we were, okay.
All right, and then, yeah, you're not transposing anymore. Yeah, okay. I can see how it's difficult for you.
No, it's okay.
And that's going to happen, you know.
I got used to it.
So you do, yeah. B is the what chord?
Let's see, I'm looking at the B7. It's the 2. The 3.
It's the 3, yeah. Except, in this case, it's a B7, not a B minor 7, like the chart says.
Yeah, well,
so you have to indicate the fact that it's different, so you would analyze that as a 3-7. You would just put Roman numeral 3 and then just put
7.
Yeah. So whatever's different, if there's anything different from what the chord actually says, you just indicate it in your analysis. Okay? Now, 2-5-1. Suppose E. All right, this is one thing in music theory you need to know. The relative minor is found at the sixth scale degree of whatever key you're in. So the relative minor of the key of G is E minor. The relative minor is the sixth scale degree. So E minor is the relative minor.
So all of these in this row would be the relative minor?
Of their respective one key.
Scale.
Of this scale. Yeah.
Okay. So in order for you to demonstrate that you're reading the chart correctly, what's the relative minor of the key of D flat? You know that without looking, Bob? Don't look at it.
I can't think of it.
Do it on B. Guitar. D Do flat. It on guitar. You're almost
B
right.
B flat.
B flat.
B, yeah. B flat.
Good.
M7.
Yeah. B flat, right?
Yeah.
So what if it was B flat minor was the key instead of D flat major?
Right? B flat minor?
Yeah, if the...
Yeah, if the key was B flat minor.
No, but you're still in D flat.
Okay.
You go to the sixth.
Yeah.
If that was the key... Just follow me on this. If that is the new one, what is the new two?
So I should be looking over here.
Look at your chart, find B flat minor on the row of D flat major.
Move over here. That's one now. What's
okay,
two?
That's one. So then two would be.
No.
Two?
Oh, one, two, okay. C what? Major.
C minor.
C minor, seven, B.
C minor 7 flat 5 is the 2 chord of B flat minor 7. Alright?
Okay.
Now this gets confusing, but suppose. Does everybody see where we are right now?
No.
Go to the key of D flat.
D
as in dog?
Yeah, D flat.
Okay.
Go to the 6th scale degree, okay. And the name of the chord is what?
B flat minor 7.
Yeah. If that's the new one chord, the relative minor, if you're in a song that's in B. Then the two chord of B flat minor is.
Oh, the two chord, not the relative minor.
Flat.
Oh, this
C minor
is
seven.
Minor, so
the flat
two chord is
yeah.
C minor.
C minor 7 flat five. Yeah. Correct. Does everybody
the
see that, Dwayne?
Chord is flat.
No.
All right. That's right. So what we just did, what I had this thing on pause, so I'm going to repeat it. The reason this tune goes 2-5-1-4 in the major is obvious because you could follow that along the sheet. But why am I calling the rest of it? F sharp minor, F sharp half diminished to B7 to E minor. Why am I calling that a 2-5? Because if you look at it from the point of view of the relative minor, i.e. E minor, then if you look on the chart, if the key is now E minor, if you're at the sixth position of the key of G, and the key is, and that's the new key, E minor, then that's the temporary one. Its two chord is F sharp minor, 7 flat 5. And the 5 chord of the E minor is B, in this case it says B minor 7 on your chart, but in practice you usually make it a dominant. You know, that may be too much music theory right now, but the difference between, you've heard it a million times, if I'm in E minor, and if I play this, everything sounds fine, but listen how much nicer it is when I make it B7. It's just a harmonic thing that leads you into. So this is the answer of why we're doing autumn leaves. It's 2-5-1-4 in G major, then 2-5-1 in E minor. Everybody with me so far? Right? And then that covers the first and second endings. When you get to the bridge, which is the fourth line of the song, instead of going 2-5-1 major, it goes 2-5-1 minor. Right here. Right? And then 2-5-1 major. You everybody see that? We're at lines 4 and 5 in the chart. 2-5-1 minor and 2-5-1 major.
2-5-1 major.
Good point. 7-3-6 is the same as 2-5-1 in a relative minor.
That would be easier for me to think of, I think.
Yep. I'm going to show you why I'm boiling down to 2-5-1 in a minute, which is totally going to be beyond some of you guys. But eventually, remember, you have this recording the rest of your life, so you can always go back. I'm going to explain why I'm making a big deal out of the 2-5-1s. The very last line, or last two lines, excuse me, would be 2-5-1 of the E minor with some passing chords that we're not going to analyze right now. And then C major to B7 to E minor. Well, the B7 acts as the 5 to E minor. So that's a 5-1. As far as what this C major is, it kind of acts like a 2 chord. It substitutes for F sharp minor half diminished. It's called a tritone, and then it's too much music theory for some of you, but some of you will recognize. You could just hear that this, which was F sharp minor half diminished, F sharp minor 7 flat 5 to B7 to E minor, a pure 251. You could hear that that sounds a little like this. So in this case, the C major 7, it functions like a 2 chord. That, you know, it wasn't that big of a difference, right? Whether I went...
This functions like this.
Or, I mean, it's a little different, but the function is the same.
It's a substitute.